This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited the U.S. Border Patrol Calexico Station, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico. In a room full of Border Patrol agents, congressmen, and members of his administration, Trump praised the progress made keeping people out of the country by way of the border wall in the area.
So as I say, and this is our new statement, the system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
Trump also reiterated his willingness to close the border with Mexico if Mexico does not block immigrants at its border. The fencing in Calexico, which had been planned since 2009 and was completed last year, is a replacement for a crumbling barrier that was constructed at the same site decades ago. Former Vice President Joe Biden is trying to use humor to defuse a controversy involving several women who say that his affectionate actions made them uneasy. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
As he addressed the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Biden put his arms around the union's male president.
I had permission to hug Lonnie.
Making light of a controversy involving several women who say they've had awkward interactions with Biden. He says he's sorry he didn't get how his affectionate actions would be perceived.
I'm not sorry for any of my intentions.
Saying he's never been intentionally disrespectful to anybody. Biden says he's nearing a decision on running for president and used the union speech to court blue-collar workers who largely backed Donald Trump in 2016. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.